Greenstone Developers of Atlanta want to build a stadium near downtown Boise. The facility would host the Boise Hawks minor league baseball team and be able to accommodate soccer games as well as other arena events. A rezoning application filed last week also called for mixed-use, commercial, retail, and residential development. Boise residents, some at least, including residents who live near the proposed stadium, which would be built at Americana and Shoreline, which is close to downtown, are concerned that it will draw unreasonable crowds and traffic to their community. In fact, many people showed up recently to protest the plan. Bill Eilert is co-founder of Concern Boise Taxpayers, an organization opposed to the stadium plan. Eilert is also a former owner of the now-defunct Idaho Stampede basketball team. He is joining us on the phone today. We also want you to know that we did reach out to proponents of the project. We contacted the Greater Boise Chamber of Commerce, as well as the City of Boise and Greenstone Development. No one was available today to come in and talk with us about this. However, Boise City spokesperson Mike Journey did talk with our producer over the telephone, so we will make sure to get those points in during this conversation. First, I would like to say welcome to Bill. Bill, thanks so much for joining us on the phone today to talk about this.
Thanks, Gemma. My pleasure to be with you.
Bill, just to start us off, what are the primary concerns that you and your organization have about this stadium?
Well, basically, it's been the same two major facts that we've had since we realized what was kind of going on in what we determined a bit of a closed door behind the curtain activities for the last couple of years. But about last July or August, we were able to see what was going on. And our two main concerns is, the number one is that the Boise Concern taxpayers have, is this is probably the largest project that the city of Boise has ever taken on. And it is all public funds, and the public are not getting a chance to vote or really speak to this. And the second part of is where it's being built, there's lots of issues. Sitting right next to go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that we did speak with Boise City spokesperson Mike Journey, and he did tell us that part of the zoning application process will include extensive public input. So do you have a concern about that?
No, we welcome the public input on the thing. We think that'll be real good. What really needs to happen, though, is this is an urban renewal district that's being formed in what is being called a blighted area. We had urban renewal experts come in, and they looked around the Americana area, the Greenbelt area, that whole area, and said, this is not a blighted area. It doesn't qualify for urban renewal funds. So it should go to a public vote. And quite frankly, even though we're opposed to the stadium and opposed to where it's at, if the public voted for it in favor, I think the 1,000-plus people that have already come forward and the many thousands that haven't would probably step back and say, if the public's voted to spend their money that way, then we're fine with it.
For people who don't understand what an urban renewal district is, can you explain that and how money works when you're talking about an area like that?
Yeah, basically what happens is they designate an area as urban renewal district, and they take and freeze the tax base, and then they put out bonds to develop the area, and then all the money from the taxes go to pay off the bonds. Consequently, the same people that are around there and now that are paying taxes, that is going for roads, schools, playgrounds, what have you, that money will all go to pay the bonds off for the next 20 years. So we're going to have more, roads around there. We're going to have more issues. We're going to have more police and fire protection. And guess who's going to pay for that? It's going to be the rest of the taxpayers that are now paying their taxes. Furthermore, the stadium will be taken off the tax rolls totally itself. At the present time, that Americana property is on the tax rolls. And at this time, over 50% of the property in Boise is off the tax rolls because it's either federal property, state property, university property, hospital property. And we're getting into a situation where very few of us are having to carry the load for our fast growing city.
We did receive an email from a listener who did express some concern that the projected tax revenue will not be returned to the community. And I want to quote what the email said. So this is the quote. If built in urban renewal area, taxes on the $100 million project will go to the Capital City Development Corporation for at least 20 years, unquote. And we do know that Greenstone executive Chris Schoen is looking for a $27 million bond from CCDC. So is that your point? Is that what you're talking about? Can you talk to that email?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's going to go to pay off the bonds. Now, CCDC are simply the group that will float the bond issue through because they have the authority to set up the urban renewal district. So it'll go to pay off the bonds. It's just, they're saying the same thing. That is correct. Now, the other thing that one has to be concerned about is the developer does not have a great history of doing projects like this. He just finished one up in Fort Wayne, Indiana, that he started in, I think, 2003, and it was in a blighted area. And went to the city, did the same thing. They put bonds out, and the idea is, oh, well, these bonds will be paid back by the infrastructure that we put around the stadium, the commercial property, the apartments, one thing another, and it'll pay for itself over time. Well, interesting enough, it took him 10 years to build that property out. In the meantime, you know, if you can't cover the bonds, the city has to cover the expense of paying those bonds off. That's what happened to Fort Wayne. They ran out of money. They had to go to the state of Indiana, and it's taken years for this to finally turn the corner. Same thing could very easily happen in Boise. The budgeting and the economics on this thing is just really smoky. They're not putting the information out.
But proponents of this project, which there are many. There is, in fact, the Boise Chamber of Commerce, in fact, has a list of names and organizations who have signed their names to pen and paper, saying that they are for this project. And
yes.
I mean, how do you respond to that? Because and their reasoning is that it brings development, but it's recreational and it is housing and you do have a stadium that's a mixed use stadium, that it will renew that area because it is more where it is slated to go. If we're talking about the Americana and Shoreline area, it is more of a kind of an industrial, in a way, area. So what about the people who really are for this project? Because there are many opposed, but there are many who want to see this project happen.
And that's the American way. We should be able to speak our own way, and let's have a vote, and let's the people that want to vote yes can vote yes. The people that vote no can vote no, and we'll find out how bad we really want it. The thing you have to research is you have to look at the history of these stadiums. There are literally, and you could go on our website and see this information, which is concernedboisetaxpayers.com, of the failures of these stadiums. City of Stockton had to take bankruptcy because they built a stadium just like that. City of Hartford is very, very close to having to take bankruptcy for doing the same thing.
Now,
of Reno barely got through a situation like this.
Now, the city of Boise, though, is indicating it is only being asked for a $1 million investment for the $70 million project. So is that too much public funding? Should this be 100% private?
Well, it should definitely be. Let's say you would like to start a floral shop. Wouldn't it be nice if you could go to public sources and say, I will put in 2% of the money and the public put in the rest of the money for my floral shop, and I think it'll pay itself off over time. You know, it's ridiculous. The developer is going to put in $1 million plus give some land, which is probably going to have a value of about $3 million. That's $4 million. The mayor's going into his general fund kitty and taking $3 million out of that, which I find it interesting that he has a $15 million kitty.
So, Bill, at the end of the day, then, is it
our taxes?
At the end of the day, for you, then, in your organization, and you said this earlier in the interview, that if it goes to a vote and if people vote for this, you would stand down. Do you just want it to ultimately go to a vote?
Absolutely on the thing. If we're going to spend that kind of money through the mayor's office, through the Greater Boise Auditorium District, and through the CCDC bonding, let's give the taxpayers a chance to vote on it. And if they want it, great. We'll find out. And there are people that are for it for various reasons. There's people that are against it. Our main reason is we're just asking the mayor to slow down, be transparent, show some responsibility. You know, the example of the meeting at the site the other day, I mean, that was embarrassing. They had several hundred people out there. The developer didn't even come. He sent one of his lackeys. They had no microphones on the thing. Nobody could speak. Just lack of professionalism. And I'm concerned to put, you know, $40 to $50 million worth of taxpayers' money with an out-of-town developer that is irresponsible.
And Bill, to be fair to the city, and I do want you to know that their spokesperson, Mike Journey, did tell us the reason they were not joining us today is because, and this is a quote, that it is too premature. This project is too premature at this point to come in and to discuss it. So to be fair to the city, I wanted to let you and to let our listeners know that. And Bill, I do need to wrap this up. So Bill, thank you for joining me today. Bill Eilert is a co-founder of Concerned Boise Taxpayers, a group opposed to the stadium proposal in Boise. Bill, thanks for your time. Again, we did reach out to the Boise Chamber of Commerce, the city of Boise, as well as Greenstone Development to get their side of this conversation. They were unable to join us today. Bill, again, thanks for your time.